All right, let's go ahead and call February meeting of the quorum court to order. Stand with me if you would, Justice Justin Knight will lead us in invocation and pledge.
Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessing on this county and just the ability to come and do your business here in the county. God, we pray for your guidance, for your wisdom as we conduct the business of the county and us. Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May be seated. Take a roll call, please.
Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Brandy.
Hendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahoski.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Schock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Present. Thank you. So we do have a quorum. That's 12. Correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, members of the court, you have in your packet the minutes from last month's meeting, and I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the journal from January.
Second.
All right, motion second. Are there any changes or additions, deletions? Seeing none, all in favor of approving as presented, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes will be approved as presented. Next on our agenda, we move to county officers' reports. Mr. Treasurer, Scott Sansom.
Thank you, Judge. Good morning. The summary of statements for quorum court, January 1st through January 31st, 2024. County general fund, $1,005,162,622.58. County road fund, $2,004,626,240. County road sales tax fund, $3,402,468,052.87, and War Affairs Control Fund 3404, $1,532,877.17. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,848,274.52. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $747,777.21. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $9,402,012.10. There is no, what we usually have a page two is a revenue chart. There's just one dot on that chart and it does not show up this month. So you'll see that again next month. Page one is typically page three is our sales tax. Sales tax for January is $1,552,018.27. As you see there, month to month, it's a 44.87% increase as of January 2023. That's an anomaly. We don't anticipate that throughout the year. We're still researching and trying to figure out what was bought during that month that caused such an increase. But when I get that figured out, I'll let you know. But for right now, we don't expect that type of increase throughout the year. We will come back down. And if you turn to page four, you'll see that that's currently 12% of our projected $13 million budget, our projected revenue for sales tax. And on page five, the chart, as you can see there, how it jumps both the 1 year and 3 month moving average really, really kind of outside as it is. So we're still checking into that sales tax revenue and why it jumped like it did. But this is one of those times where I say it's not as good as it looks, but it may be some of the stuff that that we're going to have to rebate in the future.
Any questions for our treasurer? Thank you for that explanation. We'll certainly be watching.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. And our county clerk, she's got her report. Is that right?
Ms. Daugherty? State of Operations in the building, it speaks for itself.
Okay. Do we have a Sheriff's Department report? I see Chief Woolley.
Well, good evening. We got the stats report back. So, all right, for January, our average headcount unit one was 193. If you do look down below that, we did have a high for a couple weeks there that was 202 at 118 bed facility. Our average head count at Unit 2 male was 177, female was 84. Our juvenile was 16. We stay fairly at capacity on our juveniles. 481 inmate intakes, 582 releases. Total number of all calls of dispatch was 2,393. To the sheriff's office alone was 1,762. 81 violent crimes domestics reported, 38 thefts, criminal mischiefs, had 105 animal calls. And also our sheriff's office reserve unit put in 554 hours last month. There's a little bit more information on there. If y'all have any questions, I'm sure I can help you out.
Any questions for Chief Woolley?
Yes, Chief, do you have the head count per day in the jails?
A chance? Let me see. If my email work in here, I can tell you what it is. Okay, head count for today. So in our booking facility, we had 30. Our juvenile, we had 18. Our unit one, which is upstairs, our maximum security was 185. And unit two combined, male and female, was 287.
So I was just noticing that the inmate releases outnumber the inmate intakes by 100, and the numbers are still that high above capacity or at capacity, nearly at capacity?
Yes, sir. And if you'll see, we're averaging about 80 ADC inmates. I think we're at 83 today, and we had a 25-man run last week.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know, I appreciate what you're doing. I'm looking forward to and appreciate all the work that's been done toward moving forward to jail expansion, and hopefully we can get that done as quickly as possible and relieve some of that off y'all.
Yes, sir.
Chief, I just wanted to say thank you for all the work on getting this. I know we spoke several times while these reports weren't going on, and I know a lot of people had asked about it, and thanks for all the work that y'all did to get this back going, to get the information out there to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Chief, thanks for getting the jail roster back up.
Yes, sir.
My phone is a little less.
Yes, sir. I
appreciate that.
Mine is too.
Thank you. Any other questions for the Chief? Thank you, Chief Woolley.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everybody. Of course, we note the 500-plus hours of reserve hours served. We appreciate them as well. Don't want that to go unnoticed. Next, the ARP and road report with our ARP administrator, Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Your Honor. I want to call your attention to a formatting change on the ARP report. If you notice, I've moved all the completed projects to the front of the report. So that'll make up the first section. Next up, I'd like to call your attention to page 4. The Conway Corp Lower Ridge Water Project. That's not showing complete. It's operational. We have received... I'm sorry?
We're missing 3 and 4.
Okay. Let me see what's on. Page 3 is the Sheriff's Office turnkey for 2024, ARP Administrator for 2024, the Criminal Justice Counseling, and Emergency Communications for the Volunteer Fire Departments. We will email the entire report out to you tomorrow, so you'll have those. There's nothing really of note on those that I mentioned. On 4, at the top would be Conway Corp Lower Ridge Water Project. As I said, that's operational. We have received the last request for payment, but we're reconciling that. We found a few discrepancies that we're going back and forth with him on right now on that. The next one is Damascus Waterline Extension. Again, that's complete and operational, as I said before. We're just waiting on the last bill for that. The next one was Greenbrier Wastewater Project, and they are in the midst of putting out bid requests for that as we speak. And then the Lake Community Wastewater Utility Project. They have spent $182,000 to date. They are starting to get bids in for their construction as well. It should start later this year. On page 5 is Mayflower Wastewater. They have received an offer for some monies from ANRC for regionalization of their sewer with Conley Corp. The city council is studying that option and have not decided yet which way they want to go on that. the Valonia Mount Vernon Emergency Pump Station on page 5. I'm going to say they're 30 to 45 days out, weather permitting, from being done with that project. That are the last things of note on the ARP project, subject to any questions. For the road report, we have several roads right now that are under the process of getting overlaid, but none of them are complete yet, so I don't have any reports to give you tonight on that. I'd like to talk about the inclement weather response that we had at the road department. We developed something this year, if you put the first slide, and we used a beet juice brine to pre-treat our roads. What we did, if you'll see the big sacks behind us, the two gentlemen in brown, we got those from Malton, and it's a mixture of beet juice and salt. And we had our folks out at the road shop. It's very ingenious plan that they came up with and constructed. You can see behind the person on the left is the container that we put the solid in and mix it with water to get beet juice brine. And then we take it to the next container below that where it's further mixed, and then from there we move our trucks in. That's just a water supply truck. We don't spread it with the big truck behind. We'll bring our pickups and load them up with totes with beet juice brine. And we'll pre-treat bad intersections and then some roads, up to 50 miles is what we treated. Next slide, please. As we were in the middle of one of our responses, that's a picture from the road shop fire, and we had to deal with that, and I'm proud to say we dealt with it and they didn't miss a beat. We were putting out beet juice when that started. We were in between rounds of beet juice. And that particular picture I took, and it's exactly 10 minutes after I first noticed it. And that's how quickly you can see it spread right there. When I saw it, it was about head high in the far corner of the part that's smoking right now. So we were fortunate that we got everybody out. To that end, we are working on insurance right now. They have a structural engineer coming out Thursday. After that, we'll probably start talking numbers with them. But we're already working on the plans for a rebuild out there as we speak. Next slide, please. I put that picture in there to show you how we distribute the beet juice, and you can see the tote in the back, the container, and we, again, the folks at the road shop designed and built this apparatus. It's got an on-off switch in the back, and then PVC pipe comes out mounted to a trailer receptacle hitch receptacle, and then you've got gravity feed for beet juice coming out on either side of the middle of the truck. We also had, next slide, two snow plows and four road graders. We once the weather hit and we moved from the beet juice application, we had two snow plows and four road graders. And that gives you an idea. We work 12-hour shifts around the clock. Next slide. This is what we're left with in some cases. The weather tore up some roads. As those get worse and show themselves a little bit more in the spring, this is kind of what it looks like on the left, and that's what it's going to look like in some places where we have to fix them. You can see it's pretty extensive. But we're working very diligently. There's potholes out there, too, to repair those and not find the places that need total rebuilds and working on those as we speak. Next slide. I think that's it. Yeah. Subject to any questions, that concludes my report, Your Honor.
Any questions for Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Anderson, I'd just like to commend you, the road department, everybody that worked on it. That bridge at Saltillo Road,
yes,
all that rain we had, water never came up close to the road, I think.
I drove by there to check it one day, and I saw the same thing.
I drive two times a day, and it's fantastic. Another thing is I drive out Tower Road, way out Tower Road, several times a day, gravel road. I've never seen such a well-built gravel road. It took all this rain, and you can't even tell it rained on it.
Yeah,
it's a great, y'all did a great job of that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for that comment. Any other questions or comments? I'll dovetail on this before we let you sit down, Mr. Anderson. We'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the city of Conway. If you haven't picked up on it, we enjoy and we love working with other government entities. It's part of our culture, part of our makeup. We welcome that. We're not into empire building and barrier building and all of that. So happens our new road administrator, as our court knows, Lance Reynolds. Well, his brother is his counterpart at the City of Conway, the street superintendent. City of Conway had seen what RDOT had stood up in terms of pre-treatment operations, which is what those brining operations are intended to do ahead of time. And they stood up a really good program, and it may surprise members of our audience or our court even to know, you can't just go, if you're the government, there's not a Walmart for these systems. And you can buy some components. They really just weren't met with our approval for whatever reason or other, and I'll just leave it with that. But City of Conway said, you know what, we're fixing to go develop our system. They did. And so we went and looked at what they did at City of Conway. Different operations. They have streets. They're not at highway speeds. I think they benchmarked RDOT, who had seen it done nationally, the pretreatment operations, in that way, and developed their own. They built their own. And it's very different from city street operations. They have major interstates and major highways, and they work on down their priorities. That's very different than street operations. County operations are very different than both of those. But there are aspects of those operations that we took from and copied with their blessing, and they came out and helped us. Jacob was out there. Jacob Reynolds helped us. I want to give a shout out to Mayor Castleberry, the entire street organization, and Jacob Reynolds. And we turned loose our folks on that, and we just got out of their way. They designed a fabulous, durable. I want to tell you, if there's anything on earth corrosive, it's beet juice salt brine. It eats up everything, metal, and they designed it. I don't want to jinx it or anything, but it appears to me to be bulletproof. Fabulous job. It's reliable. It's safe for our employees, the way we've deployed that. I am just so proud of that. And I hope everybody here is, certainly our Corps of Court. Many of you have seen that operation. I'd invite you to all come out there and look at what our road administration has stood up. Really excited about that. But I did want to draw your attention to the City of Conway and RDOT. Those guys really let us benchmark them. They were excited. We wanted to see what they were doing. And we anticipate others will copy the systems that we've developed right here in Faulkner County. So really excited about that. You saw the road damage. That's an awful-looking road. Did you see? I hope you could see those images there on the screen. Fortunately, we didn't have much of that here. There were other county judges around the state that were really kicking around the idea of declaring road disasters, formal disaster declarations, and we looked at it closely. Our whole staff went out and checked our roads. We had a few select areas that were bad. We're rebuilding them, but it was nothing, you know, as Justice Allison said, you know, if you have roads that are built well, that drain, solid base, they would stand those things much better. And so I'm really proud of our road department for what they've done with our road system through the years to get them to this point. We'll see some damage. You know, you can't live through salt and extended freeze-thaw cycle followed by lengthy rain and it not impact your roads. And we'll see that in the coming years. It'll take some time, some life cycle off of our roads. I'm really excited to talk to you more in the future. I'll whet your appetite here tonight. Really, really, really excited about formalizing life cycle management for our roads. We hired a firm to come evaluate our roads, and they did so. They drove every one of the 900 miles of county roads we have. And we're in the process, I say we, Mr. Anderson is in the process, along with Lance, myself, even Mr. Higgins, Sally at the office are going through to try to really stand up a data-rich, data-driven approach that is formal for a means by which to manage the life cycle of our roads. It takes between $100,000 and $150,000 a mile to put 2 inches of asphalt on a road. We have 900 miles. The math is simple. That's by far our largest financial asset. And so we are very sensitive to develop a system that we know we have real-time information with. We can make real-time decisions. You know, long about this time every year, county judges' phones blow up and say, hey, I'd like to have my road resurfaced. We want to science that up so we can tell them, hey, here's where you're at in our priority. And it's not just a, hey, we've looked at a list and we're going to put you on the list. We want to get there. It's going to be a lengthy process, but I'm confident we'll get there. I'm excited about that, and we'll hear more about that down the road. So having said that, anything further from Mr. Anderson? So thank you for those reports. I know you'll get those missing pages out by email. Thank you. All right, moving right along, any officers' reports that I missed? Standing committee reports. We'll just start at the end of the table. Justice Knight, with the Infrastructure Committee.
Yes, Your Honor. Infrastructure met last week where we heard a discussion about an economic opportunity for the whole region, not just for Faulkner County, but there is a major investment coming across the river, and Arkansas Department of Transportation had requested that to go forward with this, that Faulkner County take on, I guess, right around 4 miles of state highway into the county road system. So we had you there. We had the Conway Chamber of Commerce talking about all the details. I know that the 4 miles of state road from Enola that goes towards Greenbrier is a really good road. There's very little risk for us to take that on versus the reward that we will get with the major investment that's going to be coming. So thank you for that. And if you have anything to add to that, any more details, I can give you the floor as well.
Sure, thank you. Yes, it's a we'll have to speak in sort of veiled terms. You know, economic development is, you know, it's trade secrets and corporate secrets and all that. So we're not going to divulge anything. I'm going to be exceedingly careful because it's early on. But I can say this: as Justice Knight mentioned, massive project that reaches over its physical footprints, not in our county, but the impacts of that economy exist in our county in terms of the employees who live here, expected increase employees who we feel favorably may come and live in Faulkner County. For people and money, it's a no-brainer. You know, we're glad we got 900 miles of county road, and if these projects come along, as county judge, I'm vested with the authority to bring roads into the county system. We'd originally, as a matter of fact, had a resolution in your packet, because RDOT initially, somebody at RDOT asked us to get that confirmed by our quorum court, which is, I mean, we told them that's not necessary. In fact, that'd be a separation of powers problem. But we went ahead and put it on the agenda early on just to be safe with RDOT. After we talked to them, they understood, so, oh, yeah, we don't need a resolution. So, but me and my administration, the Chamber of Commerce, wanted our quorum court to be fully informed about something like that, so we don't have, there's nothing, you know, there's no secrets or anything like that on it. We will run toward those economic development projects. We're glad to do that. RDOT had been asked, in order to facilitate that project, relocation of a piece of one of their highways to make a larger piece of contiguous land for this economic development project that's likely to happen. And so they asked the local jurisdictions to participate in that, carry some of the burden. So we're happy to do that. It's a wonderful project. I look forward for more publicly releasable information about that. It's really exciting stuff. So anyway, I'd be happy to field any questions to the extent that I can. Any questions?
I just want to say thanks for the transparency and bringing that to the Infrastructure Committee and allowing us to hear firsthand from you and Jamie last week. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I would also say our Chamber of Commerce did a marvelous job of looking beyond their typical footprint. I think I would expect, you will expect to see, I expect to see more of that in the future as regionalization becomes more and more of a reality. And I won't belabor that point tonight, but you'll begin hearing more and more about that everywhere across our nation, not just here. But we are blessed with so many good attributes here, starting with the people, but from having our three colleges and universities to professions in which our citizens can work, our lifestyle choices. I sit on the board of the Conway Area Chamber, and we're in the process of developing a vision with that organization. And to that end, that organization's brought in a consultant to kind of facilitate that process. They interviewed me, and they asked me, how would I characterize life in Faulkner County? And I said, life as you choose it. And isn't that the case? So many of us love living here, and the world is at our fingertips right here. So excited about that economic development. That's going to be that's a win for long after any of us who are alive in this room today will see benefit. So, all right, moving right along, courts and public safety. Justice Coates, Chairman, Chairwoman.
Yes, Judge, courts and public safety did not meet this month.
All right. Moving right along, Budget Committee, Justice Lahosky, our chair.
Thank you, Judge. We've got three ordinances on the agenda for tonight that came out of our Budget and Finance Committee meeting that we had last week. Two appropriations, two kind of what we would call normal appropriation adjustments, and then our animal shelter appropriation for the ARPA money. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And personnel, Justice Kendrick.
Judge, personnel met, and we forwarded two board nominations to the full court agenda, which we'll discuss later tonight. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Moving right along our agenda, special reports. The library annual report is in your packet. I know the director is here, John McGraw, director is here. Are there any questions? It's an annual report. If there are no questions, we'll move along. There's also another annual report. I see our prosecuting attorney, Carol Cruz, is here. And I believe she has a hot check report that's due annually. And thank you so much for appearing. It's our honor to have you here.
Thank you, Judge. This is the report that the auditor has us present to the Quorum Court each year, and it just shows, you see a breakdown of categories of how we use the hot check fees. So this isn't county money. These are fees from our hot check cases. We use them to supplement things, you know, supplies and transcripts for appeals and training for some of our employees, and then also expert witnesses to testify in cases and different things like that. So here's a report, and certainly we'll answer any questions or make those even more detailed records available if anybody is interested.
Any questions for our prosecuting attorney? All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
for what you do. Any other special reports? Seeing none, next item. Old business, any items of old business come before the court? I don't see any on the agenda. All right, seeing none, move along to new business, tab number three, just alluded to by Chairman Lahosky, Budget and Finance Committee, and Justice Lahosky. I see proposed ordinance 24-03.
Yeah, Judge, yes, I'd like to make a motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 24-03.
Second.
All right, motion second. Counselor, would you provide us a reading?
Proposed ordinance 24-03, sponsored by Budget Finance, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right, any explanation before seeking comment or questions? Justice Lahosky?
Thank you, Judge. Just as a quick rundown from what I can remember, sections 1-4 are a recommendation from Arkansas Legislative Audit that really these expenditures better come out of that line 3102 rather than 2024, kind of more an accounting thing than anything. Section 5 is a refund, I believe, from insurance on some wrecked vehicles. Section 6 is a grant. Section 7, ARPA money. Section 8, I don't remember. And then Section 9, some sort of grant. That's all I got for you.
Any questions? Monthly shifting of money. Any questions on this? All right, seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Our motion carries. The ordinance passes 12-0. Next on our agenda, tab number 4, proposed ordinance 24-04. Justice Lahosky.
Judge, I motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 24-04.
Second.
Okay, so we've had motion and second. Councilor Murphy, if you would.
Proposed ordinance 24-04, sponsored by the Budget and Finance, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
Very good. Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. Justice, this is, if you'll note at the in the title there, it goes back to amending the 2022 budget. So this is a lot of, this is some cleanup that happened from period 13. I'm sure y'all remember and have heard about period 13. So just some cleanup on that 2022 budget. Does this put it to bed? Does this put 2022 budget to bed?
We'll have one more for March because we can spend out of last year's budget through February.
Okay.
So there may be one more.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Judge.
And just to make a correction, that's 2023 budget, not 2022 budget.
Okay. That was approved in 2022.
There we go. That's what I meant.
Yes. Public finance.
Yes.
Juggling. Any comments or questions? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Sure. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
All right. Motion carries 12-0. The ordinance passes. Tab number 5, proposed ordinance 24-05, appropriation animal shelter. Justice Lahosky.
Judge, I will see.
Judge, I'd like to make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2405 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Motion and second. Counselor, if we could have a read.
Proposed ordinance 24-005, sponsored by Justice Eden Roberts, Justice Mary Coates, Justice John Allison, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right. Thank you very much. Justice Coates?
Your Honor, I almost like to start any discussion because we've discussed this and discussed it. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer. I do want to just remind everybody that there's so many options as far as operations have gone with this whole entire project, and we have so many different options. One of the ones that we discussed is one that does not use any taxpayer money to operate the shelter. It is voluntary tax and 501c3 fundraised money only. So there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, how is this going to be operated? How is it going to be operated? The voluntary tax is where that money will come from, not County General. Any questions?
Thank you for that explanation. And yes, I think this is kind of the culmination. I think there's probably been tacit approval, if I could use that phraseology. This was the direction we're heading, and this is just kind of a, as I could characterize, hopefully not mischaracterize, but this is a just a, oh, yes, it's time to appropriate that money that we knew we were going to appropriate as we worked along the way. So the construction would be next. And so for this funding, this is for construction of a facility that will be operated by a third party, nonprofit. It will be free to leverage this facility to provide services beyond what the volunteer tax from the taxpayers provide on an annual basis. I will be strongly not in favor of using county general tax money to operate this on a year-to-year basis, and I just take that opportunity to say again, we know the drill, time goes on, and people come and ask for more money, and from the outset, we're being very clear that is not going to be met with much approval. I'll speak for myself. I've spent on record saying, hey, well, I'll just have to veto that. What we want to do, if I could speak for the court collectively, and I don't have a vote, but if I could speak for what I've heard from them, is we want to provide a facility that can be operated to become much more than what the volunteer tax will pay for. In its purest form, our citizens are saying, spend this much public money on it each year in the form of the volunteer tax payments that they make. I'm personally happy. I won't speak for our quorum court. You've heard them speak on the topic, but I'll be thrilled if that facility is allowed to help raise money, including ad campaigns for folks to hey, be sure you check that volunteer tax on your, when you pay your property taxes each year. It's not much money. Just check that box, or have fundraisers of all kinds, and I'm no expert in doing. I know there are people in the room who've been in the room and probably still in the room who are good at those sorts of things, and I look forward to watching them excel in that. And so, but this money tonight is to refit the facility that's already been purchased. This is construction money. And so, with that, are there any questions? All right. We have one. Okay. Just slide.
Let's say for Treasurer Sampson, if he has any numbers. Obviously last year we were talking about voluntary tax. I know it depleted some when we had a major company leave the area. Have we seen an uptick in the voluntary tax at this time, or I guess we had or
no, they're in, and they're just as bad as they were last year. Like, I say bad, we're appreciative of all voluntary tax. Okay.
I ask because obviously we kind of put an edict out to the residents that you want this to, start paying into the tax. Hopefully by the end of this year when taxes come in October, we'll see an uptick in it. I was a skeptic on this. I appreciate Justice Coates, all of her hard work. Ms. Austin, I believe, has done a lot of hard work. I've seen a lot of news ads on it. So with that said, do we feel the $1.5 million will be more than enough to cover the rest of the remodel construction?
Yes.
And then as far as staffing, obviously 501c3, but we will have sheriff's office staff as far as code enforcement or animal control officers.
I believe we will have. I mean, we've got deputies on staff that respond to them. I'm not prepared to speak to headcount or anything like that tonight. I will say that these volunteer monies and the contract that we structure with third-party operator would definitely say these funds are for law enforcement response only. If the operator desires for that shelter to grow beyond that, then it's going to be up to them to leverage the assets we're making available in order to raise those funds. So, but to your question, yes, this will be for law enforcement response. And I think Chief Woolley mentioned 100+ calls in the last month on animal, this problem out there. So that's going to be priority one. And for we county-centric viewers and caretakers of the public FISC, that is our laser focus. We have to help make this safer county with regard to stray animals.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I wouldn't, and I necessarily would not be opposed if we needed to add via our general fund for sheriff's office for more staffing of animal control as this shelter goes up. I have no issues with that. Obviously, the operations side, the 501c3 is great, third party, and using the voluntary tax. But I just want to make sure on the staffing side, as far as sheriff's office, whatever their needs are, I'm not opposed to adding staff as needed for that to get this under control and put it in a good place. So with that, thank you for all the hard work, for all the justice that have been working on it. You turned a skeptic into someone that's for it. Thank you.
Yeah. And just to kind of wrap that up, Ms. Lane, we've had discussion with the sheriff and the chief and staff about the animal control officer and law enforcement certification. And I'll get out of my area of expertise really quickly on that, but we'll definitely have to have the ability to retrieve and detain animals that are a law enforcement problem. So, again, I'm not personally prepared to speak to that tonight, but I think that's envisioned. Great question. Any other questions or comments, Justice Pearson?
Yes, I just briefly echo Justice Lyon's sentiments that I too am in favor of supporting additional law enforcement capacity to ensure that the public safety component of an animal shelter for Faulkner County is funded as a priority, and I have no problem using, you know, whatever revenue streams are available to do so. My question, though, is can you give us any indication, you know, or just any information, Judge, about how, you know, you and your office plan to make sure that this shelter and the design and the construction meet the needs of the county?
Sure. And we have, of course, this has been a saga. It's been building a knowledge base of sort of bill requirements through the years. Justice Coates has done a masterful job as chairwoman of the Courts and Public Safety Committee for reaching out to I don't know how many people, and she, of course, is a subject matter expert herself in animal, rescue. And so I guess collectively we reached out to those who know animal shelter design on a number of fronts. And, you know, I think we recognize, look, we can't come out with a Taj Mahal. That would not be responsible use of public money. But we need something that's functional, and it needs to have the capacity out the gate to handle our law enforcement needs, at least that we think we can afford. And so we put the bid specs together. I am no expert in animal shelters, but from all that I see and hear, I believe the design concepts are good. I really do. So in terms of affordable construction, the modularity of, I won't call them kennels, I guess I hate to call them cells, but the drainage, the number of those kennels, you know, an area to tend to the animals, you know, an area to interface, you know, upright, sort of a public-facing room and front door and those sorts of things, I feel comfortable that it'll meet our needs. Now, one of the blessings that operation will have is that there's plenty of land there, and it could very well be that down the road, if there's enough estate giving and the fundraisers, I would anticipate there would be one or more annual fundraisers for that. I'll be happy to personally participate in. I know members of our quorum court have said they would too. You know, I would not be surprised if eventually that facility is able to support itself and grow itself beyond what our volunteer tax dollars, which should be, in my opinion, dedicated solely to law enforcement as it relates to animal control. But there's room to grow there. There's room to have events there. You know, I don't know, obstacle courses. And like I said, I'm getting beyond my field expertise there, but I really, you know, it's inappropriate to have the best right up front. But, hey, why handicap ourselves? Why can't Faulkner County have a healthier, more thriving, supported by volunteer tax dollars and private giving? Why can't Faulkner County have a really super nice one? I think it's funded appropriately if done so in that way. Great questions.
If I may, just to follow up, you know, the reason I ask is because we are retrofitting an existing building. We're not designing one from scratch. And, you know, my question is just to try to help the public and this court know that those things are being taken into account and that, you know, we're consulting with experts and really looking at this.
For sure. And thank you for the opportunity to answer that. You know, the architects, that was one of the challenges. We try to do our jobs behind the scenes and say, hey, the number is too high. Of course, our quorum court has been privy to a lot of those discussions through the years. This number, no, we're not going to spend $3 million I mean, that would be, for any county, that would be not an appropriate use of publicly available money. So pare it down here, pare it down there. And there were some problems structurally with that facility, and our architect has addressed those. And there will be money spent to sort of refit that facility. Yeah, there were some issues there. But I'm confident those will be addressed, have been addressed in the design. But great question. It'll look very different than if any of you have toured that facility today, before today. Any other questions or comments?
Judge, if I may.
Sir.
This has been an ongoing problem for the proceeds, my time on the court. I think, I may be wrong on the date, but I think the original voluntary tax ordinance was 2005. So we've had Faulkner County taxpayers paying this tax for a very long time. I think it might have been 2020 when Justice Kendrick led a charge to use some of that money on the spay and neuter program. And I'm grateful for his efforts there in the court for following through on that. There's no telling how many animals that we haven't had to deal with, the Sheriff's Department hadn't had to deal with, because of that program. So grateful for the efforts of this court so far. But I've talked to a lot of people. I was told when I first signed up to run for this office that this and the jail were the two major problems that we would face. And here we are 3 years later, and we're still facing them. We've had this money for a long time, and there's been attempts made to move forward with it. I'm grateful for your office and for all the work that's led us to this point. I've heard many, many taxpayers express frustration that over the years they thought there was going to be an animal shelter, and then it's like the rug was jerked out from under them. And that in that process, that tug of war back and forth, many have lost faith in this court to do with that voluntary tax money what they expected when they paid into it. And so they've stopped paying. So I do have hopes that that fund will increase, that the tax revenue will increase. But I'm also grateful that the Faulkner County Animal Coalition has stepped forward, and we may have others step forward that will are looking to cover that cost so that the county doesn't have to bear that burden. That's something that I've advocated for a very long time. A third party, I don't want to run a shelter. I don't think the judge's office wants to run a shelter. But we're grateful for people who have that passion, who that is what they were called to this earth to do, was to take care of these animals. My own constituents, I get calls on all sides of this issue. No matter what I vote tonight, there will be somebody who's going to be mad at me. There will be some people who won't be mad at me. There will be some people who are grateful. There will be some people who just don't care. I've had constituents call. I can't remember the year that the animal control ordinance was passed, but this court, when it did so, saddled the sheriff's office with responsibility for dealing with dumped animals, feral animals, animals that were a threat. And we've all known there's tragedy in this county over the years due to those kinds of animals. Some have destroyed livestock, pets, and we've even had deaths, human death. I'm hoping that this can alleviate a lot of that if we finally get this going. And I think we owe it to the sheriff's office to provide them a means. I know that they've been called out on many, many calls and had no place to put the animals, and they can't deal with them. And that I have taken calls from constituents who said the sheriff's department said to call you. And I don't blame you for that. I want you to know that, because we gave you a responsibility and we didn't give you the tools to fulfill that responsibility. So I appreciate that. I've gone out and I've dealt with those animal calls on my own. It's not something I like doing. It's the way I was brought up. And there's a lot of people in my district who think that's still the way we ought to handle animals, is our own and deal with them. This is 2024. It's not 1850. I could probably live into 1850, but there's a lot of people in my district who couldn't. So I think we owe this to the county. I think we owe this to the taxpayers who paid in this voluntary tax for years and years and years, who haven't lost faith, and the ones who have lost faith. I think we owe it to the taxpayers who will not lose their livestock, their pets, and their children in the future, if we can make this a reality. I appreciate your efforts, Judge, Justice Coates, Mr. Roberts, Administrator Higgins, and all the people here who have put so much into this to bring this to this point. And I hope that tonight as a court, we can agree to spend this money and pass this.
Very poignant. I would, if I can dovetail off of that, I want the viewers online. I want the people who are here tonight. I know this is a passionate issue. I mean, there are people here just for this issue. I want everyone to observe to themselves. These are human beings on this court. And we've had great comments, great questions, and just kind of a poignant commentary by Justice Allison. They're good people, and they've wrestled with this. And Justice Allison said it best, there are going to be people that are upset with him no matter how he votes. There are going to be people, you know, no matter how he votes, you know, they're going to be happy. So it's a tough issue. Hey, we asked for it. We're in these positions. But I appreciate our court. They get beat up unfairly. He just beat himself up when he said, yeah, you know, they've lost faith in us, to, you know, at times to do anything. This is not an easy issue to deal with. Here I come. I've been here a year, 13 months or something. Well, we were dealing with it 10 years ago when I was here. And it's just not an easy issue to stand up a new function or service of county government. It's just not easy, particularly when there are impassioned people across the board, people we know and appreciate. I see one I've known since I was this high and rode a school bus with. Good people who care a lot about an issue, in this case, animals. So I would urge each and every person here who cares about this to understand you may not be happy along the way at this point in time or the next point in time. And if you don't get exactly what you want out of an issue, have some patience, show some grace. People are trying awfully hard to do the right thing to the best of their ability, including everyone in my office, whom I appreciate. But I certainly appreciate Justice Coates. She's stepped right up to it, welcomed to office. And I just appreciate her leadership of that committee and everyone along the way. So thank you. I do urge patience and understanding, even if you don't get exactly what you want. I think you're going to get 90% of what you want. All right, and so with that, any other comments or questions? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Sean. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahotsky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Sharp.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Motion carries 12-0. Ordinance passes. Congratulations to all. All right. Colonel Anderson, or Tom Anderson over here, is always good to point out. If you ever see me look at my phone, he's probably told me something I forgot. I have not covered public comment. I passed it on the agenda. Not going to skip over that. Public has a right to comment. If you have a comment, I'd ask you to be brief. Anybody have any comments on any item on the agenda tonight? All right. Thank you so much, Seaman. I know that people want to comment. But anyway, thank you. Thank you so much. I think everybody's happy. All right, back on schedule with our agenda here, appointments. So monthly we cover appointments. There are a myriad of appointments throughout a year. This you heard Justice Kendrick, chair of our personnel committee, allude to a couple of appointments that we have tonight. These appointments, the mechanics of these two appointments, like many of them, are that the county judge makes an appointment that has to then be confirmed or affirmed by our quorum court. And that's the case with both of these tonight. I draw your attention to, I think it's tab number 6. And first we come to Mr. Herman Boyce, and this, I believe, is the Lake Conway Community Wastewater Utility Board. Mr. Boyce here tonight. I don't see him. But Mr. Boyce has served on this board before. He is... this will be a reappointment. And Justice Kendrick, I don't know if you want to brief the committee happenings on that. But.
Sure, Judge. Yes, this one is for the Lake Conway Community Wastewater Utility Board. It's for Mr. Herman Moix, who currently serves on there. This is a reappointment. There was some discussion in the committee about there's potential for this to go away as this Lake Conway Community Wastewater gets incorporated with Conway Corp. That's something that the Conway Corp did approve some funding to help that happen in the future, but there's no timeline for that to happen right now, so that board's still going and active, and Mr. Moix is currently serving, and we appreciate that, and more than qualified for a reappointment.
Very good. Thank you, Justice. Any questions or comments for Justice Kendrick or myself? All right, and again, gosh, do you know, does anybody in here serve on boards? It is difficult, more and more so, to get people who are willing, feel a calling to serve selflessly. They don't make any money for doing this. And so I'm just thankful to Mr. Moix that he's willing to step up and serve. And so if there are no questions at this point, I guess we need a vote.
You need a formal motion, Judge?
We don't have a motion, do we, Chairman?
Motion to approve Mr. Herman Moix's appointment to the Lake Conway Community Wastewater Board.
Second.
All right, motion and second. Any further comment? Questions? All right, I think a voice vote would be fine on this. All in favor of this, of affirming this appointment, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimously affirmed. Thank you for that. Moving right along, the next appointment is for the Fauquier County Public Facilities Board, and this again is a judge appointment, and up for your considerations, affirmation of that appointment. We have with us today Mr. Brady Zweifel. He is who I have appointed to that position, and I am asking for your affirmation of that. Mr. Zweifel, we want to thank you for being willing to do that. I do, personally. And Mr. Zweifel, I have seen operate at Metroplan. He is a representative of the city of Bologna at the Metroplan meetings frequently. Does a great job. I appreciate him, his character and disposition, and his service to our country. And I'll just leave that with that. So I'll accept a motion for that affirmation.
Judge, motion to approve Mr. Brady Zweifel to the to the Faulkner County Public Facilities Board.
Second.
All right, motion second. Any further comment? Any questions? All right, all in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, affirmation is done. Thank you so much, Mr. Zweifel, for your willingness to serve on that board. So I appreciate your service to our country as well. Next, we come to the announcements portion of our agenda. We do have several. And I'll begin with, I'm going to start with Mr. Terry Hooten, and then we'll go to the slide if you would next. But Terry Hooten, our Veteran Services Officer, we're so appreciative of him. I know you're familiar with him. He has just received accreditation. That is not him, but he has received a couple of certifications and accreditations which allow the county to actually receive reimbursement back for some of the services we provide. And so we appreciate him. I think it was a week-long course, 40 hours. There was testing involved, background checks. The certifications allow him to interface with the state's VA software platform. And that's about as much detail as I can give you, but I do know it was a lot of work. If you have heard from people out in the county, they love Terry. We appreciate what he brings. We love Mr. Meyer too, but we appreciate the expansion of our presence with our Veteran Services Office. It's catty-cornered across Locust. Beautiful facility. We're happy to put that out front. So I want to congratulate Mr. Hooten for his work in obtaining that certification. He's doing great work. It's all I hear regularly. Now on your screen, I will draw your attention to, my glasses on, number of Faulkner County employees and officials who completed the National Association of Counties High Performance Leadership Academy. Including on the left there, you'll see our County Administrator, Mr. Randy Higgins, longtime former JP and Reserve Commander here at Sheriff's Department, current Reserve Commander for the Greenbrier PD. and a heck of a good guy. Thank you for that. Next to him is our sheriff, Tim Riles. He also completed that. I want to thank him. Laura Wiles, our election coordinator, is next on the front row there. And then you'll see our county clerk, Margaret Darter, completed it as well. Thank you for that. And our tax collector, Sherry Coons. I don't see Sherry in the audience, matter of fact, tonight, but we want to thank her too. And I can tell you, I don't know how often I saw Randy sitting in a terminal workstation. Boy, there's an old accident term from back in the days, a terminal. A workstation. A lot of work, and that's prestigious to have gone through that. How long was that? How many?
12 weeks.
12 weeks, and so exhaustive. You know, our sheriff, Margaret, Sherry, Randy, all those who took this have probably been through leadership courses and have their leadership qualities already speak for themselves. But, you know, that was such a comprehensive course. I appreciate each one of you. I know our court does. And we wanted to bring that to your attention. I think we've got a lot of talent here, but we're focused on personal improvement, work improvement all along the way. So thank you for that. We congratulate you. Was it any fun? That was a lot of work. I've seen Randy doing it, and goodness, a lot of fun, a lot of work. All right, we also had, continuing in that same vein, I want to read you a list of the folks who completed. Everybody familiar with the Association of Counties, or the Association of Arkansas Counties? I know our JPs are. It is like Municipal League for the counties. It's a big organization, provides a lot of education. One of the things that they had in recent weeks, or actually a couple months ago, is supervisor boot camps. They had a couple of those, and we had a number of employees take the time away to go do that. Supervisor boot camp. So development of leaders, our leaders up through our organization. Tyranisha Collins, Kayleen Scott, Latasha Davis, Scott Kirby, Rusty Page, Margaret Darter, our county clerk, Donna Beck, Sherry Coons, our collector, Chad Woolley, Chief Woolley, Lance Reynolds, our road foreman, Jennifer Hillman, Jen Hillman, Angie Woolley, Becca Donahue, Nancy Easton, our circuit clerk, Gary Dixon, and Eric Woodward. We thank each one of you. I know you on the court will join me in congratulating and thanking them for being willing to do that. That's not just coming to work and doing your job. That's going above and beyond. So both of these leadership courses that we've seen, a significant number of our Faulkner County employees and officials go through. That's what we like to see, right? So how about a round of applause for them? Join me. AAC boot camp. Our assessor, Chrissy Lewis, is with us tonight, and she was also on that list. Apparently was left off the list. So thank you, Chrissy. All right. Any other announcements tonight? I think that's all I have. Early voting. You'll see a number of stickers around here today. Opened early voting. The counts are down, as I understand it. I don't see Laura in the audience, but Margaret, can you?
The votes are down, but it is the primary. The votes were generally down the first week. But if y'all would share the word, a lot of people don't realize it's a primary. They're showing us to vote in school. So if you might share it out on Facebook that it is early voting. It's the primary. Get out and vote.
Go vote. It's a privilege many would hold dear if they had the opportunity to vote in this world. Go vote. Tell your family, just go vote. Don't tell them who to vote for, or you can, but say, hey, make sure you get out and vote. How many vote centers do we have available?
We have 6 vote centers.
6 different places. You can vote in any one of them. So please go vote. And be a card-carrying member of the I Voted Club. And go show people. Put that on there and wear it. Go get people to vote. It's a privilege that far too often is taken for granted. I do have one more announcement. I just noticed Scott Kirby is our assistant road foreman out at the road shop. for our road administration, just completed his FAA drone license certification, and I'm probably calling that wrong. I'm not looking at a certificate, but that was a lot of work. And Colonel Anderson can probably attest to that, as a former military pilot. As I understand it, it's the same thing as getting a pilot's license. So I appreciate Scott's work. He's a valued asset out there, and he helps make that whole organization tick. All right. Our Sheriff's Department PIO, Sherry Skaggs, Dr. Skaggs, is with us, and we have sort of borrowed her a little bit from the Sheriff's Department with their blessing, and she was behind getting that in the newspaper. She worked with Mr. Higgins to get some recognition in the newspaper for a number of items lately, and you'll start seeing more and more of her. We'll use her all we can get over in the judge's office, so look forward to great things there, and we appreciate her. She's really good at what she does. So, any other announcements?
If I may, Judge?
Yes, sir.
Just I just want to say I was on a Zoom meeting last week with and Judge Dawson was on there as well, the 911 board. I just want to say thank you to the judge. The peace act consolidation is a hard thing. I'm dealing with it with another entity. But the first thing the judge came back to every time was he wants to take care of his staff. So I want to say thank you for making sure our county employees are going to be taken care of regardless of how the consolidation finalizes. So just random, on the same meeting, and the judge was very adamant about making sure the county employees were taken care of at that time. So thank you.
I appreciate that personally. And it is important to us. You hear us bringing attention or see us bringing attention to our employees. I love every one of our employees. The picture out at the road shop early on when Mr. Anderson was giving the brining operations, that's picture. Those are pictures I personally took with my personal phone. I love those guys. And they were working at 3 a.m. I mean, that's, you know, we are really lucky in this county to have the employees that we as elected officials, I know I look at the other elected officials, they will tell you the same thing. And we're up for playing defense for our employees. And it means a lot to me. Thank you, Justice Lyon. Any other announcements? All right, I want to thank you so much. Welcome. Thank you for coming tonight, rather. We are adjourned.